Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach. I have been helping people recover from OCD for the last 10 plus years. Today I wanted to talk to you about the very first stage of OCD recovery. This is the first thing that, the first hurdle that the person needs to overcome in OCD recovery, and any progress after that really does depend on this. What is it? When a person first gets their initial bout of OCD, they are in a state of shock. And a lot of clients actually come to me in that state. They are not ready to fight. They're still shocked that this has happened to them. This horrific thing, this horrific state of mind, and I've had severe OCD that I recovered from myself over 10 years ago. So I understand the terror that OCD brings. And it's that state of mind where they feel paralyzed. How could this happen to me? I can't believe I'm having these thoughts. How could I possibly have these thoughts? And that's not the state of fighting. This is the state of shock. And my first job as a coach is to get the person out of that state so they are able to fight. So if you are in that state right now, you need to start moving towards the fighting part. Otherwise, you're paralyzed. You have to stop ruminating on how bad this thing is. It's bad. This is where acceptance comes in. You need to say, okay, it is bad. This horrible thing, this horrible disorder has happened to me. These feelings feel very real. My anxiety is 10 out of 10. All true. It's true for me. It's true for millions of people who are also dealing with OCD. But I can basically at this point have two options here. I can sit and think how horrible the situation is, or I can start getting myself into fighting. What does fighting in the beginning look like? Fighting in the beginning looks like small, tiny little steps. I say this, I tell this story to clients quite a bit. When I was going through recovery, and at this point, obviously, I was just learning about OCD and all of that. And that was quite a few years ago. Again, I recovered a little bit over 10 years ago because I recovered and I pretty much started to help people recover right after that. But to get to recovery also took quite a few years. So let's call it 15 years ago. I remember I was walking down the street and I felt so bad. My anxiety was 10 out of 10. It was literally that moment where, what I'm describing, where I'm still in shock that this is even happening to me. And I thought to myself, again, not doing the time tracking, not doing any of these techniques that we're doing now with clients, but more just on an intuitive level, just I have to stop thinking about this because I felt that I'm making it worse by thinking about it. And I was walking down the street and I saw that the end of the block was maybe like 40 steps away. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to ruminate until I get to the end of the block. So I'm going to stop myself from responding to OCD until I get to the end of the block. And I couldn't do it. It was literally 40 steps. I couldn't do it. And I tried a few times where I tried, failed. That was a few steps, then tried again. And at that point, I realized how bad my OCD was for real. And that I can't do that. I have to fight. And little by little, I started to set these small increments of time for myself, where for the next 5 minutes, I will not ruminate. And this is what I want you to do as well, because it really does work when you're in a really bad state. Because usually what I do with clients is we track in 3 hour increments, but 3 hour increments is difficult when you first start out. So doing it 5 minutes at a time is much easier, where it's like, okay, for the next 5 minutes, I will not react. I will not respond. It will be fine because it's only 5 minutes. When you do this, you're conditioning your mind that this time period is now okay. Master the 5 minutes, then go to 10 minutes, then go to 15 minutes. And little by little, this is how you dig yourself out of it. So it's a recovery process. We're fixing the disorder in the brain. And on scans, you know, you don't have to believe me. look at what ERP is showing to do on brain scans. It's actually fixing the issue. So it's just pushing through and doing recovery work. I tell you, me, my clients, we're all, you know, there's so many people under the video saying that ERP works in comments. This really does work. And I can tell you, I would love to tell you that, hey, there's this other easier way. There isn't. I talk to people all over the world. Different countries have slightly different approaches. I've seen people try every therapy type known to me, probably. I've seen people try brain surgery, brain stimulation, light therapy, tapping, talk therapy. I mean, you name it. I've heard people try it over. And actually, this is not one individual person. Multiple people have tried these things. They don't work for the most part. Medication, I mean, most people have tried medication, so you can be your own judge of that. Or I'd say half my clients have tried medication. It doesn't take the thoughts away. It might subdue them a little bit, but you have to push the rest of the way. So it's ERP is the only thing that can actually get rid of OCD. And in my personal opinion, doing ERP with whoever, coach, therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever, in an office setting once a week is not enough. So the system, this is why I have the system that's created in this specific way, is because ERP doesn't stop at their office. It's all day long, you know, especially people with PRO. It's all, and well, with physical compulsions as well. It's all day, every day. If you're awake, you're in OCD land. And if you're in OCD land, you're constantly sending the signals to your brain. So you're either telling your brain that this is irrelevant, and by saying this is irrelevant, you're saying it to stop sending this to you, or you're saying this is ultra relevant, please send me more, I'm so scared, I'm going to react to everything you say, right? And then the brain's like, okay, I'll send you more, right? So everything you do counts. Every reaction you make to the OCD thought, I get that it's really scary. I get that no matter what OCD you have, 10 out of 10 is 10 out of 10. And I get that because I've had that. But you need to understand that every time you react the wrong way, you are actually making OCD worse. You are actually conditioning your brain the wrong way, that this is important. So you're kind of cementing that faulty belief. So what you do counts. Every minute you win back, every time you had this 5-minute increment that you didn't give in, it is a win. It is a win of a battle that will eventually win the war. So step by step, little by little, push through. And you will, I promise you, you will recover doing this. If you need my additional help, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. If you would like to schedule a session with me, you can do so from there. You can book the time. You can choose a package that works for you. I have multiple packages depending on the severity of OCD. I will see you in the next video.